Otherwise, I'm a professional manager. I trained from Ingerton University. I went to school. So no American can challenge me. I went to school. If anybody must have a good job, it is me. But the best job I have is talking to you about Christ. There's nobody who pays like God. Amen. Give me a mighty hand clap. Paul says, I labor is worth his wages. Amen. So everybody went to Mount Carmel. When they met at Mount Carmel, to cut the story short, Elijah looked around and discovered for many years the altar of God has had no sacrifice. When the altars are broken, nobody bothers about sacrificing there. So at Mount Carmel, the altar had been broken and abandoned. Because Jezebel and King Ahab introduced the worship of Baal in Israel. So Elijah, filled with the zeal for God and the worship for God to come back to Israel, he stood at Mount Carmel and told the people, for how long, in verse 20, 21, for how long will you stand between two opinions? If God is God, people of Kenya in America, worship him. If God is not God, don't worship him in America. If God is God, men and women of God worship him. If he's not God, worship the dollar. It will pay you. Elijah stood at Mount Carmel and said, I've had enough of this mockery to my God. I've had enough of these sins being done to Jehovah. He stood and said, I want you, prophets of Baal, to call your God. And they gave their sacrifice. They called their God. He could not answer anything. To cut the story short, Elijah discovered when Israel is praying, during the hour of prayer in Israel, when some other people were praying in other places, the hour of prayer, he threw away the prophets of Baal. He told them, stand aside now. He came to the altar. He told them, sina watu wa mkono, nini ndio watu wangu wa mkono. Elijah came and told the prophets of Baal, I don't have men to work for me. Look for a bull because I don't have one. Look for a bull for me. They looked a bull for him. Pastor, huyo jamaa alikuwa na upako. Anachukua ng'ombe za wenyewe anafanya zake. Na anapea Mungu wake na ng'ombe si zake ni za manabii wa uongo. Listen to me as I conclude. Elijah told them, I've been worshiping God. Look for a bull from you prophets of Baal. Slaughter it. And they did what Elijah said. They looked for their bull and they looked for Elijah's bull. And before Elijah could offer his bull, the Bible says, he repaired the broken altar. He repaired the broken altar. And the Bible says, using the 12 stones, each representing the 12 tribes of Israel. You know 12 is the number of government. Anytime you utilize 12, you know the project will be complete. Because 12 is the number of government. So Elijah took 12 stones. After repairing the old altar, he took 12 stones and built a new one. The Lord sent me to tell you, after you repair the old altar, you must build him a new one. And the following will take place when you do so. Listen to me as I finish. My Bible says, verse 31, and Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, Israel shall be your name. Then with the stones he built a new altar in the name of the Lord. And they made a trench around the altar, large enough to hold 2 seahs of seed. And he put the wood in order, cut the bull in pieces, and laid it on the wood, and said, fill 4 water pots with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. Listen to me. Elijah repaired the broken altar, and took 12 stones, and built a new one. And then he told the people, dig a trench deep enough around the altar. I want to make things impossible for fire to take place, for fire to burn. He told the people, dig a trench around the altar. They dug. He told them, look for what cannot be found. He told them a very difficult thing. Pastor, you know, water was not there. There was a drought for 3.5 years. There was no drop of water. There was no river flowing. And he tells them, dig a trench. And he tells them, quickly look for water. And they looked for 4 pots, big ones full of water. They poured in the trenches. He told them, I don't care where you are looking for it. Go and look for it again. 4 more pots. Pour it on the trenches. They poured a second time. He told them at that time, look for that which your animals have been dying for lack of it. There was no water anywhere. And Elijah decided to give God that which could not be found on that altar. And they wasted it all over. Water was nowhere. No drop on drinking would be found, Pastor. But Elijah said the most scarce resource should be given extravagantly to Jehovah. That was the most scarce resource those days. There was a drought for 3.5 years. And Elijah said, my God will be given the most scarce in plenty. This time wasting. He told them, mwaga kwa mchanga. They poured on the trenches. They poured 4 pots, 4 more pots, 8, 4 more pots, 12. He knew that is the number of government. Miracles must take place. He told them, pour it 3 times. He knew 3 is the number of completeness. We have 3. God is in 3 forms, the Trinity. God, the Father, Son, and the Spirit. He told them, pour 4 pots, 3 times, 4 times 3, 12. He knew he was touching heaven. It's like when you talk about 7. When you talk about 7, heaven becomes attention. When you talk about 3, heaven becomes attention. What happened to Pharaoh? What happened to Nebuchadnezzar when he was very sad? When Nebuchadnezzar found that the 3 young boys could not worship his idol, which had raised up in the plain of Dura, he raised that out 90 feet tall and ordered everybody to worship him. And here were 3 young boys who refused to worship Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the king said, let the fire be raised 7 times the normal fire, the normal temperature of fire. So 3. And the fire altar, 7 times. Ilifanya mbingu kuwa attention. When the boys were thrown, Jesus said, angels cannot walk in a fire. There is no way Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego can be rescued. Jesus said, only God is fire. Only God is fire. How God went to walk in the fire and rescue this man. When 3 and 7 are mentioned, things change in heaven. When you multiply 3 and 7, you get 21. 21 is the number of times you can be resisted before you get your miracle. You can't go beyond 21 times. Why? The prayer of Daniel was withstood for 21 days before the answer was brought. Mwanamunga Persifa. So, the fire was raised 7 times, and the 3 young men were thrown. So Jesus told God, Angel Gabriel and Angel Michael, they are not fire. They cannot walk in fire. I, God, am the only one who is fire, and I can walk in fire. So Jesus left heaven, and when the boy were thrown in fire, he came walking with them, and the whole temperature of fire was changed to a cool breeze of wind, because our God is the burning fire, and when it gets into that fire of yours, it will become a cool breeze. Tell your neighbor, all that you need in your fire is Jesus. He will make it a cool breeze. Give a mighty hand clap to Jesus. Give a mighty hand clap to Jesus. When Jesus walked in that fire, it became a cool breeze, and he ordered the king, come and see what I can do. When the king came and saw the three young men walk in the fire, and a 4th one like the Son of Man, he called with a loud voice, and he brought the young man out, and he passed a law and said, no other God will be worshipped in this country except the God of this young man. He said, even my gods will not be worshipped anymore. Even my idols, I've stopped worshipping them. From today, it is the God of this young man who will be worshipped. Why? There's no God who can deliver like their God. Praise the name of the Lord. What am I saying? Elijah commanded water to be wasted on that altar. Then the Bible says in verse 36. Listen to this. Because it is the climax of what I'm saying. My Bible says in verse 6, and it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel and I'm your servant and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me. That people may know that you are the Lord God and that you have turned their hearts back to you. Verse 8. Listen to this. Then the fire of the Lord fell down and consumed the sacrifices, the burnt sacrifices, and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water. That was in the trench, verse 9. Now, when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord is God. The Lord is God. Elijah stood and said a few words. He stood on the anointing of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Listen to me. Those who mock parents, those who don't remember their parents, you don't have a future. I want to repeat that again with all honesty and with all faithfulness. I'm not a corny preacher. I'm a prophet of God. I came here to change your life. Even if your mother abused you and refused you to be wedded by that man you loved so much, even if she hates you like a donk, there are things she did to you you never do. Remember your parents, whether they are in America or another place. When David killed Goliath, King Saul did not ask, what is the name of this young man? 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 55. When David killed Goliath, King Saul asked, whose father is that young man? Not what is the name of that young man. He asked, Baba yake ni nani? He never asked his name. He wanted to know who has produced those genes which can kill a trained soldier without going to a military base. He wanted to know who has the genes which are so powerful that a man who never went to a training or military can kill a giant like Goliath with all the might and the training in the military. And he discovered he's a son of Jesse. And from that day, Jesse's family never paid taxes in Israel. And they lived like kings. Why? Because a son decided to do something and the father, the mother were honored. What am I saying? Don't forget your parents. The greatest thing you can do on earth is to remember your father. The God of Israel is called by these names. Listen to me. God of Israel is not called God. He is called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Why? He is the God of the living. And any time you forget the parents, it's like forgetting God, our parent number one. Am I talking? Where your father can take you in one day, you will take 20 years to go there with your PhD. I want to repeat again. I said I'm not a corny preacher. I'm a respecter of parents. Where you can take yourself as a professor for 20 years, your father will say one word and you'll be there in one day. Elijah said, I am a prophet, I know. But without mentioning Abraham, without mentioning Isaac, without mentioning Israel, I know fire will not come to this mountain. Listen to me. I want to read that verse. Such a blessing to me. And you, can you see it, Pastor? Which verse is that? Which talks of the fathers. Verse 36, I'm sure.
At the same time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, Elijah the prophet, came near and said, O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today let it be known that you are the God.
Reach there. Elijah knew as mighty as he was as a prophet, without standing on the anointing of Abraham, his father, Isaac, his father, Jacob, his father, Israel, he cannot see any miracle. King Saul asked, whose father has sired that young man, David? The Bible says, Elijah said, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, Jacob. You know, Jacob was a con man. Actually, a man who worked for 14 years to buy women. Why do you want me to call you my father? Somebody who works for 14 years to get women. Aye, well. Tell me to work for 14 years to get my wife, I will have many questions. Chances are I might not finish the homework. Chances are I might miss her. But here is a man who works for 14 years to get women, and God wants me to call him my father. He has nothing good to admire. One, Jacob means con man, a liar and a trickster. Number two, he's used to conning. He's not only called a con man, Jacob was conning all over. He conned his father Isaac and told him, I am Esau. His father Isaac told him, the voice is that one of Jacob, but the body, because alikuwa amejiwekelea ngosi ya kondo, the body looks like that one of Esau, but the voice is like that one of Jacob. He conned his father and took Esau's blessings. That con man, if you don't mention him in your prayers, you will not be answered. That man worked for 14 years to get women, pastor. If you don't mention him in your prayers, you will not see a miracle. What am I saying? Your parents might not have anything good in them, yet they are your fathers. Jacob has nothing. He conned his father. He cheated his father. He is Esau. He went to Laban. And instead of conning Laban, Laban began to con him. So he discovered, I have conned enough. Now I'm being conned. He met with an angel one night. He wrestled with the angel and wrestled and told, I have conned people. Now I'm being conned. He wrestled with the angel. And finally the angel touched him the hip, and it dislocated. And they told him, even if you dislocate me, I'm not leaving you. I have conned people enough and I'm being conned now by Laban. Do something. He told him, you no longer be called conman. From today, your name will be blessed, man of God. Your name is Israel. I came today to say you can change your name from a suffering third shifty fella to a blessed millionaire, a man who is running after a dollar. I say dollars can begin to run to you. Brother, you don't need to work for the bills all the days of your life. You don't need to work for bills all the days of your life. You can work for wealth. Do you know in America there is an altar for bills? I will destroy that for you, this church. I want to repeat that. In America there is a very mighty altar of bills. And you walk around and all that you can do is to pay bills. Because you invited me and I'm an anointed man of God in destroying altars. I was in Florida destroying the altars of prostitution in America. I was in Tanzania destroying the altars of witchcraft. The headquarters of witchcraft in Tanzania is Sumbawanga and Tabora. I went to preach in Tabora. And the people were telling me, you know how much uchawi is serious in Tanzania. I told them I got the God who created uchawi with me. I'm going with him. I went to Tabora and God moved in a mighty way. Before I came to America last year, I was in Kigoma. And I reached the altar of God in that place. And I left God being worshipped as God. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to destroy for you the altar of bills. Every community, every society, every nation is built on some foundations. America has a foundation of bills, bill paying. Are we together? I will stop that for you from today. You will never work for bills. You will work to make wealth. Are you getting what I'm saying? You need a prophet to discern what is eating you. America is an altar of bills. The money you are getting goes to a bill. The other money you are getting is being weighted by a bill. I have come to bless you so that you become a millionaire and a trillionaire. Because I personally, I will not die without being a trillionaire. I want to repeat that again so that the devil can hear and you. I will not die without being a trillionaire. I don't need your faith. I have faith in God who took Abraham in Egypt in chapter 12 verse 10. God took Abraham in Egypt in Genesis chapter 10. He could not afford a kilo of sugar. He went to Egypt a beggar with his wife. He told Sarah, let's go there and you cheat, you are my sister. Ili watuchote. When they have choted for us, you will become my wife again. And they went to Egypt. And they went there and Sarah said, I am Abraham's sister. As a result, they were given a lot of wealth. They went to Egypt without affording a kilo of sugar. The next day they came out of Egypt in chapter 13. Go and read when I'm not there. Genesis chapter 13. They came out of Egypt totally rich. I don't know whom I'm preaching to. I don't know who I'm speaking to. Pastor Tony. Abraham never did anything to become a millionaire. You don't need to work for three shifts to get what I'm saying. You need to trust in what I'm saying, that God who sent me to say what I'm saying will make you what I'm saying. It is not about three shifts. It is about believing the prophet. Abraham went in Egypt without anything. He never did anything, brethren. And God brought him out of Egypt, a rich man. Kwani yako na watoto wa mgongoni na wengine wa hapa mbele. Ati mimi ninyonyee kwa mgongo na wengine wanyonyea. Abraham anyonyea hapa kwa matiti na mimi nimenyonyea kwa mgongo. No! Pastor Tony. Ngaenda na sia nasia mgongoni na ingezi hapa mbele. Mungu ana watoto wa kunyonyea mahali kwa matiti na wengine wao wanatoka kwa mgongo. Ati wanajaribu kunyonyea kutoka kwa mgongo. No! If he made Abraham rich in Egypt without paying anything, after all he cheated, and they made him rich, and they never did anything. If he is alive and well, and anisikia, he will do me the same, atake as take. I am not a bastard to the King of Kings. I am a son in the kingdom of God. We are not begging, I'm not begging my position. I am a son in the kingdom. If he made Abraham rich by cheating, he must bless me. I will never die without being a trillionaire. Where do you get your strength from? The Bible. He says, ask, and it shall be given unto you. you only ask for $1 million. I have asked for a trillion. It depends on your faith. Peter found the fig tree and it dried. And he asked Jesus, what has happened? We left this tree fresh and green yesterday. Jesus told him, it is faith in God that makes living things dry. The woman with the issue of blood, after spending all, she used the currency of heaven to treat herself. The only currency that works when money is over is called faith. Faith is the currency of heaven. If you have faith in God that you die a trillionaire, I want to tell you, I'll bless you to die one. But you must be a friend of God like me. There's a price to pay. How did God bless Joseph in Egypt? And why is God making miracles in Egypt all the time? And I'm here, yes, we can be a misery. Ukiwa na njaa, Abraham enda misery. Why is God blessing people in Egypt only? Have you ever asked you a question? And when God was saying, he told Israel, never fight with Egypt. Because when Herod wanted to kill Jesus, he was hidden there. And up to today, even if the whole Islamic world fights Israel, Egypt will never throw one bullet. Up to this hour, throughout history, Egypt has never fought Israel. Even one day, even when the whole of Arabic, you know, governments have come together, Egypt still says, I cannot attack Israel. Now Israel says, we cannot attack Egypt. To tell you, the Bible is very true. God took Joseph there a slave. And he made him governor, prime minister, second to Pharaoh. Why? Because he refused a sweet woman. Tell your neighbor, women are sweet. Don't look. I didn't tell you to laugh. Pastor, these people are not obeying the preacher. Pastor, these people are not obeying the preacher. This guy is only laughing. You have trusted me for other things, and this one you don't trust me. Tell your neighbor, women are sweet. Yes. No, Pastor, I'm balanced. I'm a balanced preacher. Don't worry. I'm a balanced preacher. Egyptian cows are beautiful if you have never seen them. My bishop saw them, Bishop Mutua. He told me, Apostle, if Joseph refused those women, Bishop Mutua told me when he went to Egypt last year. He told me, I saw those women, Apostle. They are very beautiful women. And if Joseph refused them, he qualified to be blessed in Egypt. Joseph refused Potiphar's wife. The conditions were so ripe to do that kind of sin, and nobody would have known, brethren. That young man was working all over in the bedroom of Mrs. Potiphar. She was working all over. Nobody would know that he did that sin. But when the woman suggested that they do that sin, Joseph remembered one thing. He is not sinning against himself. He is sinning against God. And I told the woman in Genesis chapter 39, I cannot do such a great sin against my God. When you build God new altars and you repair the broken ones, you'll be able to say like Joseph, the conditions might be very good for me to sin. The condition might be very sin to fail God. But I will not fail God because I know and I know sooner or later he's coming to bless me. Whatever it costs to fear God in America, fear God. The Bible says Elijah repaired the broken altars and built new ones. A new car is very different from a repaired car. A repaired altar is different from a new one. So God told me to tell you, repair the broken altars and build him new ones, and you will take over America. Amen. You will take over America, I'm telling you. He's looking, God is raising a generation that is taking over this land because this land has invested so much in the kingdom of God. They have sent missionaries all over. They have sent men to help the poor. They have touched the heart of God. And God has sent us to say, America is at a stage where things need to be changed. If things are not changed, America will be no more. But God sent us here to tell you, he's raising up a generation which will fear him. God is not looking for 100 men to change America. He used 3 young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to finish the worship of Baal in Babylon. Only 3 young men. You are more than enough. Pastor, God can use this church to change the whole history of America. He used 3 young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and their pastor, Daniel. 3 young men and 1 pastor. They changed the history of Babylon. We are more than enough, brethren. If you only repair God's altar and build new ones for him, I'm sure from this altar, Pastor Tony, from this altar, the whole of this nation can be raised. And God will be returned back to the schools. God will be returned back. It is not Congress. It is not Wall Street. It is not anybody who shall return America to where it is. It is not the president. It is not the government. It is 3 young men joining their hands together and telling God, America has sacrificed so much for the kingdom. We don't want to see this nation destroyed. God hearkened to our cry. Those young girls, 3 of them, will change the history of America. You are capable of doing it. I'm capable of doing it. Begin to repair God's altars and build new ones, sister. You can make it. The Bible says, when Elijah repaired the altar and built a new one, without a chorus, without a choir master, without a praise team, he never asked for fire. Elijah never asked for fire. Pastor, read for me verse 38 as I conclude. Elijah never asked for the fire you have been asking for. You are only asking for fire because you have not praised God enough. Build a new altar and worship God. As you move around, you will see fire burning around you. Pastor, read for me that 8.
Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offerings, and the wood and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is God. the Lord heals.
Stop there, Pastor. Listen to me. Elijah repaired the altar, built a new one, and he only stood on the anointing of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. He never asked for one dot of fire. Even one strand of fire, he never asked for it. He repaired the altar. He built a new one. And he stood on the anointing of his fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And he said, God, glorify yourself in this meeting and glorify me. Tell them that you have sent me. I have not sent myself. Brethren, sikujituma America. Brethren, I did not send myself to America. Brethren, I repeat again. I don't like America. I did not send myself here. I have a good house in Africa. I have enough food to eat. I have a good car to drive. I got good companies to keep me going. Baka yes, we're rude. I can eat and drink. I abandoned all those things to tell you what I'm telling you. I did not need to come to America. I have no reason to be here. Absolutely no reason. I'm a servant of God. I cannot lie, Pastor Ben. I have no reason to be in America. No single reason. Ask Kavata, she knows. I closed my shop. I left my whole academy. Where when I get broke, I can walk in and tell the cashier, give me a check of 100,000 shillings. If there is no money, I tell the principal, send the children home. And the next Monday, they come with 500,000. I left that to be here. Ask that young girl. She knows my business. I left my shop. And I left my ministry to be in America. To tell you what I'm telling you. I might look cheap, and you might think that I came to make noise because I'm God Kilonzo. Kilonzo in Kikamba means noise. I did not come here to make noise. Honestly speaking, if it is for money, I cannot come to America. Listen to this testimony. I used to make 300,000 shillings one day, not 1 month. One day as a businessman, I used to make 300,000 shillings. One time I met with thugs. I had sought for 3 days without going to the bank. I had 1 million shillings cash with me. I had put 900 in the shop. I walked away with 100,000 shillings in my pocket. They took that and went away with it. I left all that to preach Christ. Nothing can stop me from telling you, love God and dollar. I am not telling somebody's testimony. I have a testimony. You might be looking for money. Money is not the answer. The fear of God, building God's altar, is the answer. When the Delta woman told me, I can't fly to Dallas, I said that there's nothing can stop me from preaching Christ. I had just come new to America. I didn't have a good credit history. Yeah, it is credit history. If you don't have a good credit history, I've not built my credit history. But I walked to American Bank. And they gave me the first credit of $1,500. I was given that card a few days ago. So I presented the card to the airline. I told them, can this pay the air ticket to Dallas? She said, yes. I had just gotten it 4 days ago. I don't have a credit history. But I walked to Bank of America, and they gave me a credit card of $1,500. Why? Because the king knew there was a plane that would leave me and I would need a credit card to pay another one. What am I saying? God will supply all your needs. If there is an altar of God that you have destroyed, I came so that you can repair it, so that you come out of bills, you begin to make wealth. I was showing the pastor, Akina Ruto and Akina Uhuru and Akina Kalonzo, they come, mimi ndio munganga wao, wanakujanga kwangu kuombewa. They fly to my village for me to pray for them. I showed him a picture when I'm seated with them in my conference. They come to my conference. The same way you are attending this church, those boys come to attend my conference. I have no reason to be here. I'm well connected in Kenya. But because of the altars to be repaired, I am here. Are we together? I told Pastor I'm building a prayer center. And that is my brainchild. Nikimaliza niende mbinguni. I don't need to be here. But I came here to tell you, repair God's altars which are broken and build new ones, and history will change. I was given my green card last year, and I told the Obama government I cannot stay here. I went back to Africa. The lawyer called me and told me, ukipitisha miezi sita, hautaingia America, na niko na mtoto anataka hiyo green card. Alikuja last year. Nikakimbia hapa, niwahubirie, na nitoroke niende Africa. Tell your neighbor, it's not a liability, it's an asset. When the fire came down, even the prophets of Ba, even the king himself, they all fell down. Nobody sang a chorus. Nobody taught them to worship. When the fire of God came to Mount Carmel, everybody fell down and sang, "Oh God, our Lord, how great thou art." Nobody sang a song for them to worship God. Nobody beat the guitar for them. Nobody played the piano. They all saw the fire of God and worshiped him as God. I come to tell you, if you repair your altar, you will not need a choir master so that you can worship God. When you see the fire of God, you'll worship him without a chorus. You'll worship him without a choir master. When the whole of Mount Carmel saw God, when they saw the fire burn the sacrifice and the water and the wood and the soil, everybody, including the prophets of Ba, the 850 of them, the king himself, the Bible says everybody, all people worshipped Jehovah, and the issue of idols came to an end. Everybody worshipped God. Why are people not worshipping God in America? Because we Christians have no fire. We have no fire. When you see fire, all of us runs to that house which is burning. Am I right? If this house catches fire, all people around here will stop what they are doing and they come here. If you have the fire of God, people will surround you. The reason we are not seeing God do things in America, why the church and the godliness is being thrown to the dusty bin, is because the Christians got no fire. When we have the fire after repairing the altar and building a new one, when the fire of God burns, Obama will say, "No more homosexuality," because he will not survive. And God will bring us a president who will say, "Mungu yumwema." Is that possible? Yes. Who will do it? You, after repairing the altar. If God used three young men to change the history of Babylon, he will use us, if we purpose, to change America. And when God is worshipped as God in America, brethren, our history will never remain the same. Pay the price for God to be known. Wherever you walk, don't be ashamed of God. Ask everybody, "Are you a Christian?" Some other lady told me, "I'm an Hindu." I told her, "But you know, the only way to God is Jesus." She told me that I know. She told me, "My husband is a Christian and I am a Hindu." I was preaching to that Hindu. I told her, "You know, the only way to heaven is Jesus." She told me, "I know, because my husband is a Christian." I said, "My homework is over." What am I saying? If you repair the altar of God, fire will come down and everybody will begin to see it, because you can't hide fire. And when people see it, they will come to your God. The reason they don't recognize you as a Christian is because when attend a dhambi kama wow, you just seen the same with them. What the stories they are telling, they are the stories you are telling. I don't tell a common story. I tell a peculiar story. I don't preach a common gospel. I preach a peculiar gospel. I'm not a common preacher. I'm a radical preacher. And I preach the same to presidents, to government officials, anywhere on earth. I preach the same with the same vigor, with the same boldness, with the same authority. There's nothing you can do to me. I'm commanded from heaven. And all the people are looking for mercy from heaven. I happen to be commanded from that government where people are looking for mercy from. That's where I operate from. Mali wanataka wabarikiwe mimi hapo ndio ninatoka. Kwenye baraka hizo, that's my headquarters. People are looking for blessings. I live at the headquarters of the blessings. Why? I'm a son of God. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is who you are. You don't know who you are. God bless us. I don't talk to God to bless me. He is my father. He knows what I need. I can't go to beg. The other day I told him, "I've talked to enough to you, Daddy. Now it is supply. Quickly." And I told Dad, "I'm not begging. I know my position in your house. I am a son. And on top of being a son, I am your friend. On top of being your friend, you are my God. And on top of being my God, I serve you, Daddy, and I obey you. Quickly do it. And they did. Know your rights. Repair the altar. And the fire will come. And when fire comes, everybody will see. And they will come to ask you, what is making you peculiar? You tell them Jesus. And you begin to preach. Will you repair those altars? Then America is for you and your children. Wachana wazungu wawe waume kwa waume wakufe haraka tuchukue. Don't bother about them. Don't pray for that sin. Don't waste time. Tafuta uso wa Mungu. Ishi maisha ya utakatifu. Stand on your feet. Just lift up your hand. I ask you one question. Listen to this question. Listen to this question. Put your hand down. Listen to this question. You know Rahab the harlot. How many people know Rahab the harlot? In Joshua chapter 2. Rahab, aliyeficha wapelelezi wa Joshua. If you know that lady, raise up your hand. You know Rahab in the Bible. How many know Ruth? Okay. How many know the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years? Just raise up your hand if you know that the story. I want to conclude by saying this. What will you tell those giants of faith who did so much for our God with so little knowledge about him? Rahab only heard what God of Israel had done on the other side of Jordan. How God destroyed the two kings of the Amorites, King Sihon and King Og. She only heard a report on the other side of Jordan. She lived in Jericho. She only heard about our God. When she received the spies which were sent by Joshua, she hid them in her house in the roof. And when the king sent messengers so that she can release them, she cheated that she has not seen them. She connected herself with the God of Israel when she never knew anything about him. She had just heard about him. Ruth left her gods in Moab and went with Naomi to Bethlehem to connect with a God she doesn't know. The woman with the issue of blood. The woman with the issue of blood. She only heard Jesus was passing by after she had spent everything she had. She only heard that Jesus was passing by. And she said, with my disabilities, I know the Lord does not allow me to mix with people. I am unclean. I am smelling because of my blood, which does not stop issuing. But she said, I will pass through the crowd. I will go unclean. But as I come back, nobody will accuse me of making him dirty. Because by the time I reach Jesus, I will come out clean. She did so much. She trusted our God for a miracle when she never knew much about our God. What will you tell Rahab when we meet in heaven? Where you have not served God. And yet she served our God with so little knowledge. What will you tell Ruth, who left her gods and her young men to come to Bethlehem, to a God she doesn't know? What will you tell David, who said, this and the circumcised Philistine will not mock the armies of the Lord? What will you tell Elijah, who gathered the whole of Israel into Mount Carmel without knowing whether God wants him or not? What will you tell those giants of faith? What will you tell will you tell John, who told Herod, it is ungodly to marry your brother's wife. It is ungodly to take your brother's wife, Philip. And he was beheaded. What will you tell those men you did for Christ when we meet? I want to serve God so that as Elijah gives me his testimony, as Rahab gives me testimony in heaven, I will have my testimony, Pastor, to tell. Lift up your hand and say, oh God, I want to have a testimony I don't want to be a spectator in heaven. I want, as Elijah gives me his testimony of Mount Carmel, I will have my story about America to tell. Tell God I want, as Rab gives me a testimony, also I want to give my own testimony. Tell God, help me to serve you in America, so that when Rab gives me a testimony, when we meet in heaven, I also give me a testimony. Rabo shakala babarian dolomosita. Rabo kundala mamadalamasutukariama. God, you send me to your people that I may repair your altars, because you want to bless them. You want to give America to them. I pull them from bills and I call them blessed. Father, I thank you. Ribashakalababoriano. I want to have a testimony when I meet with Rab. I don't want to be a listener in heaven. I want, when Rab gives me a testimony, I also tell her what I did for God. Sister, I came that you may have that. Brother, I came that you may have that. God is a rewarder of them that seek him diligently. When you serve God diligently, he knows how to pay. He's a debtor to nobody. I want to break the spirit of bills in your life. Lift your right hand now. Father, in the name of Jesus, these men and women and your servant, Pastor Tony, they have respected my anointing. And you said, in any city we are accepted, in any family we are welcome, in any house we should live a blessing. God, I said from the beginning, I am your prophet and I'm not a liability, I'm an asset. Now in the name of Jesus, I cancel the altars of debt in these people's lives. I say debts and bills in the name of Jesus. You got ears and you got eyes. You got legs. You got a body. Because every spirit has a body and has eyes and has legs. Every disease has a body, has eyes, has legs. In the name of Jesus, you spirit of bills, leave the children of God and destroy that altar in your life for good. And God, I destroy that altar in America. The altars of bills, the altars my father was struggling, I bring them to an end in these people's lives. Any curse following you, I stop it. Any bondage following you, I stop it. Any failure following you, I stop it. Yes. Lift up your hands and repent of any sin. I want us to repent before God where we have failed him. Yes. I hear the Spirit telling me, take 1 minute to repent. Just tell God, forgive you. Where you have failed him, where you have not served him as God, tell him you want to repair your altar now. Tell him you want to build a new one now. Talk to God. Repent and tell God, I want to start afresh with you today. I want the anointing to talk about you all over. I've stopped the spirit of bill in you, the spirit of poverty, the spirit of struggling is no more in your life. I say you are free from the billing spirit. I say you are free from struggling spirit. I say you are free from all bondages and curses. Father, in the name of Jesus, as they repent, hear again to their cry. Father, as they tell you they want to build new altars, hear then to them. I've spent a lot of their time to make them reach where they are. God, I know you have touched somebody in this meeting. God, I know I'm not eating their food in vain. I'm not spending their dollar in vain. I am God, I know I blessed somebody. I know, God, somebody's life from today will never be the same. I say, my brother, my sister, my daughter, my son, from today, no curses following you. Bills will not be your part. You will begin to make wealth. Because, God, you told Joshua to tell the children of Israel, when they go to the promised land, you told Moses to tell the children of Israel, when they go to the promised land, they should remember, it is not their effort that maketh them to have wealth. It is you, God, who enables a man to make wealth. Not hard work, it is you, God. You told the children of Israel through Moses, when they enter the promised land, they should remember, it is God who maketh a man to make wealth. God, I give these people the grace to make wealth for the sake of the kingdom. I bless your companies. I bless your businesses. I bless your work, the work of your hands. I open new horizons for you. I declare you billionaires in the name of Jesus. I say poverty is gone through the window. I say diseases and sicknesses are gone. And I call you blessed from today. And what God has blessed, nobody can curse. God, every sick person here, I heal you now. In accordance to Matthew chapter 10. I heal the sick in this meeting. I thank you, God, because miracles have taken place. The spirit of abuse is dead. The spirit of struggling is dead. They will begin to swim, God, in your blessings. Receive the anointing to tell the sinners about Jesus. Receive the boldness to talk about him everywhere. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless your servant who has invited me here. I bless his wife. I bless his children. And all the leaders, God, in this ministry, I bless them. As you connect us again, God, let your will be done. I call you blessed from today. In Jesus' name we pray. You're blessed.